My wife, Vicky, and I, and Faith, we're very happy to visit you again this time.
Thank you.
And we've traveled many nations of the world since we last saw you. I've been to hot countries and cold countries. And I don't know what the coldest temperature is here. What's the coldest? What's the coldest you have? We had minus 45, but I think you have colder than that, don't you?
Minus 45.
But for me that's very cold. For you it's normal. Well, I want to look at a Bible passage with you from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. I want to read from verse 1 down to verse 10.
Lucas 19, verse 1, 10 more.
Yes, please.
Jesus, you know, Jericho, Mutakinami, Akusatu in Napa. Tavani to Roma, Mukina, Yakusi, Yakutinata, Amyokala, Tavanipo. Jackie Semiatili, Tanaro, Ayosamituaro, Tasamar Jesus, Itakuva, Kanitu Mangan, Inuia Tunu, Itakuyum Nangilak Miki Yogami, Sivani Hano di Ubdapo, Napa Tumu, the Majorakno, Jesus, and Itakuyamamo, Taman Akusan Yaman, Jesus, Itabungarame, Kumu Takusapo, Jackie Sido counted the gold. Jackie si tuwag dumi akkaret udumi iglungo isuraya kama. Jackie si tuwag dumi akapo. Jesus silo kuya sugdumi iglungo nyutunga sukipa. Inyo duta kugami o kang nagdoti gilapar o kang doti. Una amo pinuturi yuaro iglungo ano isuraya kapo. Jackie silo inyo itsa manwag dumi at anong mo kapo. Takuwit at anil, takuti maabangit, tuniya pagka, ayok sa ngitunod.
Ayok
sa tunod. Sabdukit, sisiman ng manniro maruki na tinangor, utak titibigin niya paka, sisam, sitama sa kumak tumi. Jesus, yung ukaw diba, urdomi piuriyaw na, iglumot uwan, uwo nga isak po, unat daw ay varaha, pinguwaring mago. Inup yang ningat di kisi mangman, asyik si mayor kenyerak lo negi, piuri yak tok lo gitu.
This is a wonderful little story here in the Gospel of Luke.
Karena Lukas si titrang ini unikat ya warungman.
And it's a very important story for you and me.
Karena pimari lo dun unikat ya kisi mayor iling nyur uwan lo dok.
Because Jesus said in verse 9, that this man was saved.
So Paul said, "Vasing ani name Jesus, you can also say, 'Matan na gupiri yaman.'"
In fact, he said, "Salvation has come to this man that very day, that very moment."
Kaya kani udlo tigdi mo Jesus, you can also say, "Mat tapakaw tigdi udlo mi piri yaman tapunga idlo mo tigiuting man."
Now, many people say they are saved. Some people don't use that word. Some people say, "Oh, I will go to heaven when I die." And there are many, many people who think they will go to heaven when they die. But here, it is Jesus who said, "This man will go to heaven when he dies." Wouldn't you like to be that man? You would like to be that person that Jesus would say, "This person will go to heaven when they die.
Jesus said, "I am no counter than the tigot, and I am not too good at playing the
And you know, you can get a certificate from the biggest university in Canada. I got a certificate from the University of Oxford. But the University of Oxford cannot give you a certificate that when you die you will go to heaven. There is no archbishop, no bishop, no human being can give you such a certificate. And if they do, that certificate is worthless. The only one who can give you that assurance is Jesus. So this story is given to us to know how we can be included in this same assurance, this same promise. Says, let us look at this man. And this man changed in this story. So let us look at the man at the beginning of the story. His name we know. Zacchaeus. And we know the first thing about him was that he was a tax collector. Do you like tax collectors? They're very big sinners, aren't they? I don't like paying taxes. You like paying taxes?
No, I don't like. But
today tax collectors in Canada are not bad people. But in Roman times, these people were corrupt. They didn't collect money for the Jewish government, the government of Israel. They didn't do that. They collected money to send it to Rome. About far
away.
This was like taking money from here and sending it down, let's say, even as far as Washington in America. And when they got the money, they lied. And they reduced the taxes for some people if they paid the money. So these tax collectors were liars, they were cheats, they were corrupt people. But he was also a traitor to his nation. He was the kind of person everybody hated. And I think that this man, when he was a little boy, like most little boys, they begin their life, they have hope, they want to be good boys. I don't know if you wanted to be a good boy when you were little. Some people, they grow up in a home where they get no hope of goodness. Maybe dad is drunk so often. Mum and dad are always fighting. I know one home where the taxi driver took the parents to the supermarket. My friend was a taxi driver. After the buying the food in the supermarket, the taxi driver, the parents said, take the food home, we're going to the bar to drink. The taxi driver took the food to the house. Back door was open. When he entered the house to put the food on the table, the children ran in from the bedroom. And like wild dogs, they began to put the food in their mouth. Maybe this man grew up in a home like that. Who knows? Maybe he grew up in a good home. Maybe there was a day when he lied for the first time to get money. He could feel the sweat on his face. He could feel the conscience in his heart. Don't do that. Don't do that. But he did it. The first time he stole, the first time he lied, it was hard. The second time was easier. When a man goes against his conscience, something in him dies. The Bible says this man was a corrupt, traitor, a cheat, a liar. The second thing the Bible says is he was rich. To be rich is not a sin. But to love money is a sin. If we love money, we are jealous of other people.
We're
always dreaming about money. And this man loved money so much, he was willing to lie and lose a good conscience in order to get money. The third thing I see about this man is that he was hated, he was rejected. To be hated and rejected is a terrible thing. Some people are rejected by their husband, by their wife. Some feel rejection by their parents. This man was hated and rejected by his society. In verse 3, it tells us that he was a short man. That's just a detail. He was a short man. A tall man. You know, he was a short man. It isn't a sin to be short. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. It's not a sin to be short. But you see, this man wanted to see Jesus. When Jesus came to town, the crowds went to see Jesus. Crowds. I think this man was the last one in the town to go and see Jesus. And the Bible says he came at the back of the crowd. And he was so short, he couldn't see
Jesus.
Now normally, if there is a short man behind you, there's a short person behind you, what do you do? Oh, you say, come forward, come forward. But this crowd hated him. When he pushed forward, they pushed back. He was rejected. They all hated him. And I think this man not only was rejected by the people, I think he hated himself. If you've got a bad conscience, you don't feel happy about your own life. You may pretend to be happy, but you're only pretending. You hate yourself. And if your conscience is not right with God, you cannot have true happiness. True happiness always comes with a good conscience. This man was rich. But money cannot buy a good conscience. And so the last thing I know about this man was that he was empty. His life was empty. He had no reason to live. All his life now was meaningless. He had no. He was an empty man. He was a hollow man, hollow, empty inside. Well, now at this point, I have a question for you. Are you that person? Is your life empty? Is your conscience right with God? Do you love money? Do you love something more than people? Do you have love for people or love for things? What are you living for? Are you like this man? Are you that person? If so, this story is good news for you. Now, at the beginning of this story, this man had no hope. He was not going to heaven. Well, this man knew that Jesus was coming to his town. So he went there to see, but he couldn't because he was so short. He couldn't see. He couldn't look beyond him. He couldn't find a way to see Jesus. So he looked and there he saw a tree. And these trees have very big branches. You can get, climb up there and sit happily in the tree like a little bird. Now you don't have any trees here, do you? But you know what trees are like. You've all seen a tree. Anyway, he climbed up there to look, and he laughed at all the people down there. He got above them, all the people who shut him out. Now he was above them. He could smile. Maybe they called him names. And then the Bible says that Jesus came to that place. And sitting in that tree, he looked and he saw Jesus Christ. Some point, for the first time, in the maybe 100 meters away, he saw Jesus step into his vision. And You know, this man had a shock. Because when he saw Jesus, when you see Jesus, Jesus doesn't have big robes, he doesn't have a golden crown. He was just dressed like an ordinary man. I don't think he even had a tie on like me today. He just had ordinary clothes. There was no sign that Jesus was a holy man in his clothing. But when he stepped onto the scene, he was clothed in majesty. There is a dignity about
Jesus.
It doesn't come from his clothing. It comes from inside him. And as he stepped there, Zacchaeus saw for the first time a man who had never sinned. He saw a man with a totally good conscience. Maybe he watched Jesus talk to a prostitute. Or a homosexual. Or a cheat, or a liar, or somebody bad. These people with a no good conscience. If you wanted a word from him, Jesus spoke to them. By his words, he changed lives. Zacchaeus, watch this man. And I think when he saw
Jesus,
he realized this was a man he would like to know. A happy man. A man of peace. A man with peace on his face. A joy, a happiness. Maybe Zacchaeus felt, what is it makes this man happy? And as Jesus came closer, it would have been something greater still. The feel of the presence of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because Jesus makes you feel so wonderful.
Jesus,
He gives you hope. When you see Him, suddenly you know now there is hope. There is hope for the most impossible situation. He looked at that man. But then he probably felt something else. He probably felt very unclean. When I go down to Ottawa in 2 weeks' time, I will visit a friend. When he was about 23 years old. He was lying in on his bed. And he saw through the ceiling a light coming. He thought the roof was on fire. But there was no smell of smoke. And he got out of bed and went out to look at the house. There he saw the glory of God. He saw Jesus. He saw the beauty of God. It made him feel so wonderful. At the same time, He felt so dirty.
I
have never seen a vision. I know of no other person who saw something like that. But I have met Jesus. And his presence is like that. He makes you feel better. He makes you feel hope. But at the same time, his light shows you in your heart what is wrong. You can see the glory of God, but you also see the sin of your own heart. And maybe Zacchaeus felt more guilty, more ashamed than ever in his life.
He
knew there was a huge distance between that holy man and him in his sin.
Jesus came
closer and closer. And when he came to the tree, Jesus looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, I think Zacchaeus almost fell out the tree. Maybe he looked round to see if there was somebody else named Zacchaeus in the tree. Somebody else, Zacchaeus, here? No, I'm the only one. You know my name. Oh yes, says Jesus, I know your name. I've seen you in your best moments. I've seen you in your worst moments. I have seen you when you didn't want anybody to see you. I know everything about you. I know your name. And then he said, calm down. What a thing for Jesus to say to somebody. You're up there, I'm down here. You know you have to come down to meet Jesus. He's not proud. We are proud. We cannot meet Jesus unless we will humble ourselves. We must get down. Down low, sometimes on our knees. I've seen big strong men lie on their faces. I've seen young men of 18, old men of 70 lie on their faces. I didn't tell them to do that. I've seen strong men. Could lift, almost lift a car. I've seen them, they lay on their faces before Jesus. I didn't tell them to do that. They knew they had to go down. They made themselves as low as they could make themselves. They wanted to go so low that they could touch Jesus. I know many people, they say, oh, I prayed, Jesus didn't help me. And I know why. Because they didn't go low enough. They didn't go low to where he is. There is no pride in Jesus. When he comes to your house, he comes as a servant. He will wash your toilets. He will clean your floors. He will help you in the most humble task you have to do. When he washed the disciples' feet, their feet were smelly, their feet were dirty. Jesus, the Son of God, is humble.
Jesus, he go to Elninga, Miki Gitak Simon.
He said, come down, Zacchaeus, come down quickly.
They made it also Mamma Kokurawit.
Today, I want to visit you.
Ullami, Puraria Romagaki.
Zacchaeus must have been shocked to visit me. What's in my house? I have to go home and get ready. Maybe he said, there's pornography in my house. You can't come to my house. Maybe he said, there's books there. There's money. You can't see it. I'm ashamed. You can't come to my house. Don't come. Jesus said, today I want to come to your house. So Zacchaeus got down out of the tree. And as he did so, a decision came into his heart. I will put away everything that is between me and Jesus.
And
the Bible says, he made haste, came down, and received him joyfully. Short man stood in front of Jesus and received him. Now when you receive Jesus, you don't just say, I believe you exist, Jesus.
Jesus is the I've
been to some houses where they greet you as if you've got a very serious disease and they don't want to touch you. I've been to some houses and they say, have you come here by mistake? And I've been to some houses where they welcome me and they treat me like a king. Zacchaeus opened his arms, walked up to Jesus, who was taller than him. This short man embraced
Jesus.
He received him. He could feel that presence, the holiness of Jesus, but not just the holiness, the grace, the forgiveness, the love. He could feel it washing over him. This dirty man with a bad conscience became a new man in the arms of Jesus Christ. You read it there in 1 John chapter 5. He was born of God. He was born of God. Zacchaeus was born of God in the arms of Jesus Christ. If you receive Jesus, your life will change. If you open your will to him, he will come in and your life will change. He received him and they walked arm in arm. They walked down the street together. I think Zacchaeus was 6 inches taller. Oh, your life changes. They got to the house. Maybe Zacchaeus said, just wait here, Lord, I'm going to go in first, make it ready for you. Maybe he had to throw some things in the fire. I don't know what he did, but he got the house ready. Come in, Lord, now you can come in. He got the best food. I don't know what he gave him, whether it was roast seal or fried seal. I don't know what he gave him. He got it there for him, gave him wonderful tea. They sat there eating and drinking in Zacchaeus' house like old friends. So quickly. When you receive Jesus, you become a special friend. Everybody who receives Jesus is included as a special friend. But the crowd were outside. They weren't happy. They tried to keep Zacchaeus away from Jesus. They weren't good Christians. They thought people who are bad can't go to Jesus. But people who are bad are the people who can go to Jesus. Yes, everybody's bad. Are you born good? If you are, you're the first person I've ever met. Were you born a Christian? No, nobody's born a Christian. We are born sinners. We become Christians. When we receive Jesus Christ. And so they sat talking, and the crowd were outside, not very happy. After the end of this tea, the Bible says Zacchaeus stood up. I think he was so short when he stood up, he was the same height as sitting down. Yeah, that's what I think.
I know.
And he, don't worry. And he stood there. And he said, I want to make an announcement for everybody to hear. He said, Lord, I give half my money to the poor. He was a rich man. Can you imagine the richest man in Arctic Bay saying, I'm going to give half my money to the poor? That would be good. What about the richest man in Canada? That would be good. And then he said, if I have cheated anybody, and I can imagine somebody saying, I'm present. I'm here. He cheated me. He said, if I cheated anybody, I give him four times what I cheated him. Well done. So that day, let's say he started the day with $100,000. $50,000 gave away. And then a line of 50 people coming to get their money. He gave it out. All that afternoon he was giving money out. How much money did he have left at the end of the day? I don't know.
Amen.
But look, when this man received Jesus, he received Jesus into his heart. Right so deep into his heart. Jesus went into his pocketbook. Wow! Now that's when you receive Jesus. When you receive him into your active person. Some people receive Jesus in their heads. Nothing changes. When you receive Jesus into your heart, into your life, into your practical life, you change. Your attitude changes. Your life changes. And Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house. Why? Because this man had done two things. He had broken with a life of sin. And he had received Jesus Christ. He had become a friend of Jesus. He had received him.
Jesus
his presence. And his life had changed. Verse 10 says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what is lost. You lose something you wanted so badly. Sometimes I lost things in my life I thought I'll never see them again. Look, can't find it.
But
one day I find it. Shouts of joy. Jesus has come to seek and to save what is lost. Are you lost? Do you need saving? Of course, everybody needs saving. Jesus has come to seek and to save. This story doesn't tell me what it cost Jesus. It only tells me how he did it. But it cost him his life on the cross. The price that Jesus paid to save Zacchaeus was to die on the cross for his sins. We'll see that another time. But here we see how Jesus changed the life of Zacchaeus. And he can change your life today. You receive him now. You can be saved this very moment. It's the only way you can be saved.
There are
not two methods, three methods, four methods, only one method. Change your life and receive Jesus. If you do that, Jesus will save you today. Salvation has come to this man.
This man.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. I want to ask you, while everybody is praying, I want to ask you, do you want to do what Zacchaeus did? Do you want to turn away from your sin and receive the loving presence of Jesus? You do that now. You will be born again. Your life will change.
And
Jesus will save you. Today salvation has come to this
place.
I'm going to pray with anybody who wants that. Every eye is closed. You want me to pray with you? Where you're sitting. I want you to raise up your hand so I can see who I'm praying for. Thank you. Yes. The Lord sees you. Thank you.
Jesus, you are new to us.
Wonderful. Don't be too proud. You've got to go low. Don't let your pride stand between you and heaven. Many have raised their hand. Let's pray now. I'm going to pray for everyone who's raised their hand. While we're praying, you can also raise your hand if you want to be included. Jesus, you are the Lord of heaven and earth. You are God. And yet you came down to this earth. Go to that city,
Jericho,
and visit Zacchaeus. That's why you came. To talk to one person. You want to talk to everybody in this world. You want a personal friendship and relationship with everybody. Now, Jesus, you are here today. And I pray for these who are receiving you now. Come and change their lives. Wash their hearts. Let them begin a new life today. With a clean conscience. A new start. With you in their lives. Jesus, come and change every life. And that every person who does this today will go home with the presence of Jesus. With you as their friend, their Lord, and their Savior.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for these who put their trust in you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Your sins are forgiven. You belong to Jesus. He is your friend.